We're on Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Volume 2, Chapter 4, Text 118? 118, okay, yes, confirmed. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Yavata vatscha vaikalyam manasostu sabhavajam taloka mahimo jaykat kshiyate kadyata tamaha. Whenever my mind, by its own nature, would become disturbed, the vast splendors of the Vaikuntha world would dispel my agitation, as the sun dispels darkness. Commentary. Gopakumar's mind remained restless because in Vaikuntha he was unable to find the object of his desire. Text 119. Yada kadachin nijalab yavastano napti vahit siddhati purva purvavat tada tadiya paripurnatarujam nidanam agyaya nirasyate swayam. Whenever it seemed that I had not achieved the object of my desire, and when my heart would therefore suffer, as it often had before, I would remember the root cause of my incompleteness, and that understanding itself would drive away the pain. Commentary. The dissatisfaction Gopakumar felt in Vaikuntha had been arranged to help him progress further to a world even more special and dear. There he would discover the final success of his worship of Sri Madan Gopal's lotus feet. Meanwhile, the powerful influence of Vaikuntha kept him from feeling much distress, even though he had not yet attained his goal. By his intelligence, he could discern that the cause of his suffering was his desire to reach a special place beyond even Vaikuntha, and this understanding was enough to pacify him for the time being. He knew that now that he had reached Vaikuntha, he would surely feel fully satisfied, if not at once, then after only a short while. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksho Unminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garim Yat kripa tam aham vande shri gurundina taranam. Nama Vishnu padaya Krishna prasthaya bhutale Shri mate bhakti vedanta swamin iti namane. Namaste sarasvate deve gauravani pracharane nirvishesha shunyavari paschade satarane. Jai shri Krishna chaitanya Prabhu nityananda Shri advaita gadardhara shivasiddhi gauravaktivinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Last class, we talked about the distress of separation, and we compared the momentary separation, feelings of separation, which Gopa Kumara was feeling in Vaikuntha, to the feelings of separation experienced in Goloka. And the verse was that then at the very moment I inquired, the Lord of the universe would reappear before us, putting our distress to an end and expanding our joy to an ocean. Then today's verse, Gopakumara is describing that how Vaikuntha had the capacity to dispel whatever agitations that were there in his heart simply by the vast splendors that he was able to observe, experience, remember, and as indicated in a previous verse, because he was conscious of his presence in Vaikuntha, therefore just that awareness in of itself was sufficient for him to dissipate whatever anxiety he was feeling because of his incompleteness, which is the word that's used here. And then this second verse that we read tonight, a very important point was explained, that this dissatisfaction Gopakumara felt had been arranged to help him progress further to a world even more special and dear, which is, of course, it could be analyzed, and I probably will not have time to analyze it to its fullest extent with the amount of time I have available to me. But I wanted to, at least tonight, we can continue on Saturday. Nonetheless, I wanted to read something. Srila Prabhupada said in this connection about dissatisfaction. It's an important word here, and especially in the context, it seems quite relevant, especially because this dissatisfaction was arranged. And as we know, the supreme arranger in all the affairs in Vaikuntha is none other than the Lord himself because he knows exactly the history, he knows the circumstances, he knows the hearts, and because he's omniscient, he knows everything he needs to know. And as we explained in previous sessions, he was fully aware that Gopakumara was feeling incomplete, and the Lord tried to pacify that incompleteness in the ways that he could in Vaikuntha. And we even mentioned before, why would the Lord then induce him to feel dissatisfaction, especially when the Lord, as we read previously, said, Gopakumara, please stay here forever. That was something that Lord Narayan said to him. Please stay here forever. And we would then wonder, knowing what Gopakumara is about, his incompleteness, why would the Lord ever say, please stay here forever? And it's all part of the overall essential plan that the Lord had specifically for Gopakumara, which is explained that this dissatisfaction in Vaikuntha was arranged to help him make further progress. Now, he could have been fully satisfied, like everybody else is fully satisfied, because I'm sure the Lord says the same thing to everyone else who comes there. You've made me so happy. Thank you for coming. And the happiness I'm experiencing is the source of all of your happiness. Please relish this happiness that you're experiencing from my happiness because you're here. Please stay here forever. And in all cases, everybody is, yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm happy. I'm seeing you. I'm serving you. What else could I possibly want? Gopakumar couldn't say that. And the Lord, therefore, arranged this dissatisfaction. And the Supreme Orchestrator. So as I said, I wanted to read something from Srila Prabhupada, which I felt was very relevant, very nice about dissatisfaction. It speaks about dissatisfaction on different levels, but then he starts to, he goes into an expression of dissatisfaction that was even spoken by Lord Chaitanya himself. And I think that's very helpful to hear these different angles, these different angles of our understanding of spiritual dissatisfaction. And this is a conversation. Prabhupada says, dissatisfaction is a good thing if it is for better advancement. That is wanted. Dissatisfaction. Just like the karmis, they're also dissatisfied with $100,000. That means they want to make $1,000,000. $1,000,000. So that kind of dissatisfaction for the karmi is good because he can increase further assets. Similarly, if I am dissatisfied spiritually, or I am not making advance, I am still on the material platform. That is good. That dissatisfaction is, Socrates also, I think this is Prabhupada's conversations, dialectical spiritualism, he was having with Shyamasundara Prabhu on the discussion of different philosophers. So Prabhupada says, dissatisfaction is, Socrates also. Yes, and ass, cats, dogs, they are satisfied with a morsel of grass. That's all, you see? A little stool. What is the value of that satisfaction? What is the value of that? That is our philosophy. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dissatisfied. What is that? Karatava nama grahane bhavishyati yugayatam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayatam sundyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahename nayanam galarashudarya chakshusha pravishayatam. What is that verse? Nayanam galarashudarya pulakara nichitam vapu gadgada gira karatava nama grahane bhavishyati. There is dissatisfaction. That when my heart will be throbbing, when torrents of rain will come out from my eyes, when my speech will be faltering, when that day will come. That means this ordinary way, he's not satisfied. That is the ecstatic summit. One becomes like a madman, chanting Hare Krishna. So he is expecting when that stage will come. This stage comes when one is in the summit of chanting. This stage, astasaka vidha, eight kinds of transformations, So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is putting forward that, quote, when that stage will come, dissatisfaction. This is dissatisfaction. He says, I have not a pinch of devotion to Krishna. Even after crying, even coming to that stage of crying, he says, no, it is not the stage. I am crying just to make a show that I am a great devotee. I do not love Krishna. The evidence is that I am still living. Without Krishna, and still I'm living. That is my imperfection. If I would have been really lover of Krishna, without Krishna, I would have long, long ago died. But that I have not done, I am still living. So who can show dissatisfaction like this? He says that I am still living. This is the evidence that I do not love Krishna. Even coming to the crying stage. First of all, he said, when I shall cry incessantly for want of Krishna. And again, coming to that stage, he is still dissatisfied. He says, I am simply crying just to make a show. I do not love Krishna. If there was a pinch of love for Krishna, then I would have died long, long ago without Krishna. This is dissatisfaction. Who can show such kind of dissatisfaction? And who can feel such dissatisfaction? So the best utility is this Krishna consciousness from any philosophical point of view. Lot was there. Essentially, Prabhupada started it off by explaining that dissatisfaction is a good thing if it is for better advancement. So, of course, one has to be attentive enough to be able to understand if the dissatisfaction one is feeling is a catalyst for more advancement, or if it's a trick of the illusory energy to hanker for more pleasures of this world. It can go either way, because in either case, dissatisfaction is one of the symptoms of life. And although we may say that to be fully satisfied is a symptom of life, and in fact, if we can recollect the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which comes to mind, that when Madhavendra Puri was leaving this world, Ramachandra Puri said to him, why are you so dissatisfied? If you were meditating on Brahman, because he was citing the verse, the well-known verse, Ayi Dina Deyaja, I always forget it. Ayi Dina Deyaja, not Kadava Lokshaye, I forget the Sanskrit. But he's praying in this way, Lord, O my Lord, O Master of Mathura, where are you now? Because I'm not seeing you. My heart is becoming so agitated. What shall I do now? He's praying in this way, expressing the mood of Srimati Radharani, which is dissatisfaction. She's lamenting. But that lamentation, of course, was the highest ecstasy. It was the mood of separation, which we have spoken about in the previous class. But Ramachandra Puri could be, essentially, what he was telling Madhavendra Puri, why are you dissatisfied? If you're meditating on Brahman, don't you know Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na Sochati na Kankshati? That a person who is meditating on Brahman, he's Prasanatma. He's fully satisfied. But yet, why are you lamenting in this way? And of course, Ramachandra Puri had to hear Madhavendra Puri tell him, "Get out of my sight. If I leave this body, seeing your face in my presence, then certainly I will not achieve my desired destination." Thus demonstrating that there is spiritual lamentation. And I was going to speak a little bit about this spiritual lamentation. Bhaktivinoda talks about it in Chaitanya Sikshamrita, but there's not sufficient time. But he very nicely describes, I can summarize it, he very nicely describes that these emotions of lamentation, they actually have their origin in the spiritual world. And in the material world, such emotions are pervertedly reflected in various ways which are inauspicious. But in the spiritual world, they're completely auspicious. And he explains the auspiciousness of these spiritual emotions, such as shoka, dissatisfaction, are examples of the most auspicious experience. And they're actually one of the secondary characteristics of ecstatic love of God, is lamentation. And therefore we see in the example of Gopakumar that Gopakumar is getting a little taste in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, of this lamentation, which is acting as a catalyst to bring him to that higher platform. And it's not that when he comes to the higher platform, his lamentation will go fully away, but it will become more adequately restored in its original, most complete, full manifestation in feelings of separation from Krishna. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in the Chaitanya Sikshamrita that what we perceive in the material world, in these emotions, are always inauspicious because they simply create inauspicious circumstances and perpetuate our suffering. We lament, and when we lament in the material world, by that lamentation, it becomes the catalyst to relieve that lamentation. But by what means? By looking for happiness separate from Krishna. So therefore, it's inauspicious. But in the spiritual world, lamentation is there, but it's fully auspicious. Why? Because it is a spiritual emotion that is very pleasing to Krishna. And because it's pleasing to Krishna, it fully satisfies those who experience it. And it increases and enhances one's love for Krishna, because Krishna is the center of that dissatisfaction. So on one side, totally inauspicious. On the other side, totally auspicious. So Gopakumar's dissatisfaction in Vaikuntha was the Lord's arrangement, as described here, arranged to help him make further progress to a world even more special and dear. And as Srila Prabhupada spoke about in his conversation with Shyama Sundar, he emphasized that dissatisfaction is a good thing if it increases our desire to move forward. To move forward and to make progress. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kabhi Habi Bolo Se Dinar Amar. When, oh when, will that day be mine? He's lamenting. When will that day be mine? I don't have it, but when will that day be mine? Aparada Gucha Shuddha Namiruchi. You know, when will I become free from aparads? When will I have a taste for chanting the pure holy name? When will my offenses cease? When in my heart will your mercy shine? When? When will that day be mine? He's lamenting. Spiritual lamentation. That is auspicious. And he's teaching us such auspicious lamentation through his different songs. And similarly, Gopa Kumar, our shining example from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, is now illustrating an example of spiritual lamentation, spiritual dissatisfaction that was personally arranged by the Lord. Now, you can't get in a better arrangement than that, than to have the Lord personally arrange dissatisfaction. We oftentimes think that Krishna is known as Govinda. He's one who gives pleasure to the senses. But here we say in Gopakumara's case that he's arranging dissatisfaction in Gopakumara's heart as a catalyst. For what reason? Because it would help him progress further to a world even more special and dear. There he would discover the final success of his worship of Sri Madangopal's lotus feet. Meanwhile, the powerful influence of Vaikuntha kept him from feeling much distress. He didn't feel a lot, but it was still there. That incompleteness was still there. And in fact, as we'll see in future verses, usually he completely forgot about it. Because he became just so overwhelmed by the ecstatic atmosphere of Vaikuntha, he forgot about it, but it would always keep on surfacing again in his heart to remind him that I'm going to have to move on. I'm going to have to move on. Meanwhile, the powerful influence of Vaikuntha kept him from feeling much distress, even though he had not yet attained his goal. By his intelligence, he could discern that the cause of his suffering was his desire to reach a special place beyond even Vaikuntha, though he didn't know what it was yet. He just knew there must be some place. Didn't know. He'll find out about it. But still he didn't know what that place was. And this understanding was enough to pacify him for the time being. He knew that now that he had reached Vaikuntha, he would surely feel fully satisfied, if not at once, then after only a short while. I have to end here. I was going to chant japa with you, but I had to compensate for the fact that I had no time for class. And anyways, this is how, as they say, this is how the cookie yesterday also. And somebody gave it to me, and it really crumbled all over the place. But anyways, we will continue this topic, and we will chant on Saturday. I promise. We will chant on Saturday, and class won't be so long, so we have time for chanting. In fact, I even saved some rounds for tonight. So, not many. I saved a few, though. About two. I have maybe 5 minutes. Oh, let's chant a little bit. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, only limited bandwidth here. So I will end here, and anybody who wants to take part in our kirtan will be beginning in a few minutes. Thank you very much. Yes, I heard. Thank you, Ishani. One very old devotee, way back from the early days in the former Soviet Union, his name is Brahmananda Puri. Unfortunately, he left his body today from COVID. And He's very senior. He joined in the early 80s. He did a lot for Srila Prabhupada's books, especially. He risked his life, especially for printing and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in the very early days. He had a printing press he kept in his home, and under the circumstances at the particular time, if he was ever caught with that printing press, especially if anyone ever found out what was being printed on that printing press, the circumstances could have definitely been extremely dire for him. But he did a lot of service for Srila Prabhupada's movement, especially in the area of book publication, and he risked his life on many occasions for helping to establish the Krishna consciousness movement in the early days in the former Soviet Union. He has departed today, and we will try to remember all the wonderful service he has done for helping to establish Srila Prabhupada's divine presence through his books in the former Soviet Union. And Ishani just reminded me, I happened to see it flash up on the screen. I found out about it just a little while ago myself. Bhaktivigyan Maharaj called me to inform me. So I will end here. I have to stop. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Siddhi Gaurava Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.